92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Electric cars have been making headlines a lot recently. I told you that several automakers intend to make only electric vehicles within the next 10 to 15 years. But there are people who are saying that there's no rush to ramp up the number of electric charging stations across the country. And to me, that doesn't make sense, because if we don't have those before we have the cars, what good are the cars going to be? President Biden is firmly supporting a move to electric vehicles, and he expects to see 500,000 electric charging stations across the nation's highways in the next couple of years. But there may be some bigger challenges, particularly expenses, that could prevent that from happening. Right now, 80% of the direct current fast charging systems are located at places like hotels and apartment buildings, car dealerships, shopping center parking lots, but they're not at gas stations. And gas station owners who have looked into the technology and considered making the investment say that it doesn't provide any long-run revenue stream for them. In fact, just to do the basics could cost them about $150,000. That's a lot of money. Electric vehicles still only make up 1.8% of the auto sales market, and unlike liquid fuels, retailers typically have only one electric supplier, which could put them at a disadvantage. Plus, batteries take a lot longer to fill than a liquid tank, so that means less traffic going through the gas station, which means retailers will have to offer customers amenities like meals, free Wi-Fi, and better customer service as they wait for their cars to recharge. So clearly, conversion of the country to electric vehicles really does have some quite big challenges ahead.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.